a little guts here! Guts! Throw them out of the league! Throw them the hell out!
Bottoms up, get them up.
Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
We are country and western.
Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party.
To the Carolinas, flag waving, Jesus praying, mama loving, don't care, redneck, white shirt, blue jean kind.
Folks like us like to live a little on a simple outside small town America. Dream chasing, beer drinking, raise them up if you're thinking this whole world ain't got enough food where.
Miles of highway between her and me, that whole lot of empty, where cover-up tattoo over her name, that fist full of broken dreams. That hole where my heart used to be, I put that there.
That's fine. Okay. What's up, everybody? Calling Country on this Saturday, December 10th. WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, the whole deal, Eastern Pennsylvania. So we have a huge, turn my mic down. We got a huge season finale episode here. We have special guests in studio. We have my neighbor, Jillian Panrak from Scranton, and we have, hold on, I'll turn your mic on in a second, and we have my cousin, Patrick Rose, from Villanova. We'll turn, what mics are you, blue and, Pat, I just want you to say hello, that's all you gotta say. We'll turn the blue on, turn the white, the yellow mic on here. Jillian, welcome, how are you?
Hello, everyone. All five of those listeners that we have here.
Yeah, all right, I mean...
Just kidding.
We're opening up the studio to guests here, being very generous, and that's the first thing that comes out is an insult to the program.
I'm sorry.
It's very offensive, but it's fine. Pat, welcome. How are you?
Hello, everyone. I'm happy to be here. Thank you very much, Ben, for having me on this great show.
Thank you very much. Okay, exactly. You're welcome. That's how it should go. Okay. Well, don't worry, Pat. Your mic's back off now, so you don't have to say anything. It's fine.
Is mine still on?
Yes, yours is still on, because I thought you wanted to contribute more potentially. So we have a lot of stuff here. We have a very busy program. If you want to contribute, Pat, just let me know. I'll turn your mic back on. But we don't need it picking up things you might mutter under your breath that, you know, we don't want to hear that. So that's fine. So we have a lot of things to get to here. Jam-packed show, season finale. We actually, so finally I have some help here in studio, which is we've been asking for years now. And they don't give me any help. Not the school doesn't give me any help, of course. I have to bring in my own help, but that's fine. We'll take whatever we can get. So we have a few things. We have some, you know, on this program, we love looking at scientific studies that interest me. So we have two. One about breathing, inhaling via your nose stimulates your brain and boosts your memory. That's right. Don't breathe with your don't be a mouth breather. Inhale with your nose, and you're going to have a better brain. This is what it says. U.S. researchers discovered that the rhythm of breath creates electrical activity in the brain where emotions, memory, and smells are processed. And they found that you can boost your recall of events if you are breathing in with your nose when you're trying to remember them. So, like, if you're searching for something and you can't find it, breathe in with your nose, and you have a much better chance of finding it because the electrical pulses in the area of the brain where that stuff happens work better when you're breathing in with your nose. So, I mean, that's a pretty interesting thing right there to know. That's an everyday. See, on this program, we're dedicated to making your lives better, and that's an everyday kind of thing right there. You just breathe in with your nose, makes your life better, and all my listeners now know to do that. What do you think about that? Is that going to boost your life?
I don't know how I feel about it.
Is that going to make your life better? Probably, right? On a day-to-day basis, probably makes your life a little bit better.
All right, yeah. I guess so.
Yeah, all right. So, we a great public service is this program. The people at Northwestern, so go Northwestern. They did great work out of them. And then another study. Half of people remember, quote-unquote, events that never happened. So they did a study. They got a few hundred people together, and they told them, they basically said, like, they showed them, I don't know, what did they, well, you would think I would know what they did here before we get on the air, but of course I don't, so we're going to look at what they did. Okay, they experimented with implanting fake, but relatively harmless, memories, such as taking a childhood hot air balloon ride, pulling a prank on a teacher, causing trouble at a wedding. They put these into the minds of study participants. I don't really know. All right. They told them that the imaginary events, they told them about the events as if they were real, as if they happened. And then participants started saying, yeah, that did happen. They started giving details about it and everything, and it never happened. So they, a very troubling sentence at the end here about how this study is going to change the way in which scientists learn how they can alter people's minds. I mean, that's kind of concerning. Although, when you think about it, half the fun is being able to remember the stuff. So even if you didn't actually do it, if you think you did it, and it's a good memory, like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's harmless.
It's harmless.
Yeah.
Okay. It's harmless. Okay. No. Well.
Maybe not harmless.
Maybe not harmless. Not. I mean, it could be troubling.
If
somebody wants to put in, you know, some bad stuff in your head, and they start manipulating your brain.
Yeah, it's kind of troubling.
So we have two. One thing is very troubling, and people's brains could start getting manipulated. The other thing, it seems like it's kind of cool, breathing with your nose. So that's fine. Okay, moving on. Okay. Going around Facebook today, and a post that had been shared a bunch of times, and people are getting all outraged about it. They're getting all upset. Hold on. Upset about this video of Donald Trump talking about whether or not the Time magazine thing should be the person of the year or the man of the year. And he goes and polls this audience, and so people are calling it disgusting. They're calling it, they're terrified that the country has to face this person, a person who would say something like this. And we're going to play you the clip now and see if you think this is a terrifying 58 seconds here. Let's see. And we'll get Jillian's take after as well. So cut three here. Donald Trump, go. Hold on. Turn the aux on. Jeez. Poorly produced. All right, go.
They gave me the person of the year. It used to be called the man of the year. Now it's called the person of the year. That's good. They're politically correct. They were very politically correct. Who'd rather have it the man of the year? Look, the women are all... Okay, seriously, because I want... It's person of the year. So for years, it was the man of the year, right? And I think even if a woman was named, it was the man of the year. So it's a little bit shaky. Who would rather have it be the person of the year? I got a lot of women here. What about the women? Let's do it again. Who would rather have it be the person of the year? A couple of people. Who would rather have it be the man of the year? Maybe why that could be why the magazine business isn't so great, right? I don't know. Think of that. All the women want it to be the man of the year. Anyway, who cares?
I mean, really, if you have to spend your time getting worked up about that video, if that distresses you, you're doing pretty okay if that's what's distressing you. If that's causing you, you know, trouble on a daily basis, I mean, come on. Who cares? Who cares? He didn't even give a position. He was just like, what should it be? He polled the people. Who cares? Why do you think anybody wants to see you complaining about that video? You know who wants to see it? Nobody. No one. Jesus. I mean, Jillian, what do you think? Was that a disgusting and offensive video?
No, I don't think it was offensive. And I feel like people need to get a life if they're spending all their time, you know.
Exactly.
Posting on Facebook about this nonsense.
Who cares?
Yeah.
All right, another interesting anecdote of when I was browsing the web looking for material for the show. There is a county in Kentucky, Elliott County, has voted for a Democrat for president for 144 straight years. It has never voted for a Republican for president in this county. There are close to 4,600 registered Democrats in the county. There are 400 registered Republicans in the county. I mean, these are just their father, their grandfather, their great-grandfather, everyone, that like that's who you are. You're a Democrat in this county. That's what they are. They voted for Bill Clinton twice. They voted for Barack Obama twice, these terrible racists that the left would probably call them. But they voted for Barack Obama twice, and Donald Trump won the county 70-26. It had never voted Republican. He won it by, 44 points. That's unbelievable. So just, that's really all I have to say about it. But just, it just goes to show, these are not people, these are not racists who are supporting Donald Trump. They voted for Barack Obama twice in Kentucky and then across the country, across the middle parts of the country. All these states that flipped, my gov law professor is saying how they're all racists and that it wasn't really economically motivated. It was that they were just, sick of a black president and they thought what Trump was going to make white people better. That's clearly not the case. I mean, because these are all Democrats that flipped to vote for Trump in a lot of these states. So it's just one anecdotal piece of evidence to show that. But it's pretty remarkable. I mean, a Republican has never won there. He won it by 44 points. So, we got that. Moving on. Hillary Clinton spent $1.2 billion in her campaign. She spent twice as much as Donald Trump. And the girl lost. By a lot. I don't know. Something's going on here in my headset. God's sake. And she lost by a lot. No, I can hear it, but like it got turned up really loud. I don't know, I stepped on the wire or something. But anyway, everyone complained about all the money in politics and it buys elections. Well, Jeb Bush started out with over $100 million and he got crushed. And then, I think I fixed it. Or maybe I didn't, who knows. And then Hillary Clinton outspends Donald Trump 2-1 and she loses. So everyone stop complaining about it. Don't worry about it, it's fine. It's just all fine. It's just fine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's fine.
I agree.
You can't buy your way to an election if you are a terrible candidate, which Jeb Bush was. I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he's just a bad candidate, and Hillary Clinton was as well. So, also, hold on. It's really, we're not going to spend too much time bashing Hillary Clinton because she's gone and irrelevant, but it's really disgusting. And now, first, it was the Comey's fault that she lost. Then it was the fake news fault that she lost. Then it was, apparently it's Russia's fault that she lost. I mean, can any of these people just admit that she is a horrible candidate and she has no business being president? And that's why she lost, because she stinks, because she's terrible. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's everyone's fault except hers, apparently. So that's got us all riled up here. And then, of course, we got people calling in later. We'll have Chris White calling in the second half of this hour. We'll have potentially Will calling in. Maybe we'll see. Marquise, probably not. And we don't want him calling in anyway. That is sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, talk about a disloyal. Oh, we don't need to be trashing Marquise on the show here. But, I mean, he's just very disloyal there.
I know.
Giving him a great platform. And yet, somehow a dinner reservation is getting in the way. I don't know if I'm buying that. So, but that's fine. So, what should we go with here? We'll play a couple Christmas songs, I guess. And then I got another Montgomery. I didn't realize I had two Montgomery Gentry songs in here. We're only playing like five songs. I got two. Oh, that's fine. They're good. We'll keep them. That's fine. We'll go with Coach off of Kenny's New Album. I'm a big fan of that song. We'll go with that. It's a good song, right? All right, we got it approved by Jillian, approved by me, and that's all you need, so just enjoy the song.
Reasons, all those rhymes that stay priceless. since they come right back right on time. You are a teacher, a preacher, a mother, a father, a lot less taker than giver, a keeper of secrets and constantly making believers out of quitters. And for all of your time and your heart and your soul, you deserve a lot more than a toast. But here's to you and thanks again. We'll never forget you, coach. Well, the papers loved to hate you. Wasn't worth near what they paid you. But it never seemed to faze you, did it, coach? And those fans could be fair weather, but you kept us all together. Found a way to make us better somehow, coach. Your door was always open, rain or shine. All those hats you wore will always blow my mind. You were a teacher, a preacher, a mother, a father, a lot less taker than giver, a keeper of secrets and constantly making believers out. Again, we'll love you and we'll hold you in our hearts there with the things that matter most. We'll never forget you, coach. Oh, God bless you, coach.
All right, thank you, Kenny. We will have some good stuff coming up here, but we do have a song request in from Hannah back at Gettysburg, so we're going to fire this up. I have not heard this song yet, but apparently it comes highly recommended. Little Wood Guitar by Sugarland. It was actually written by Ellis Paul. So we'll listen to this for the first time, and we'll see if it's good. Fire that up.
It's Christmas Day.
That's a Christmas song, apparently. Okay.
And the snow is coming down. Church bells sway. They're ringing to wake the town. Preacher Klein recites his lines. The pews will be full today. Mr. Howe cranks up his plow. His blades will clear the way. It's Christmas Day. And the pecan pies are baking. Mother's saying, it's the giving night. My brother's brand new bicycle is out jangling in the street. I watch him through the icicles with his wood box beneath my feet. Oh my God, is this little wood guitar? What it brought is neon lights and crowded bars. Like all the kings with all their gold who went chasing.
has changed. I'm a musician, I'm a waitress. Chicago's a winter wonderland. And my brothers and his wives, they're passing around their dinner plates and dissecting my life. All I got is this little wood guitar. What it brought is neon lights and crowded bars. Like all the kings with all their gold, when chasing down your star, I'm told every highway takes me where you are with this little wood guitar. I never stop believing, I just kept on saying. Now people come to hear from miles around, and I don't mind confessing, but I still count my blessings. I just never thought I'd settle down. It's Christmas Day and the little ones are waking. I hear them play. I can hear the presents shaking. A boy's outside on his new bike, jangling in the street. My little girl, she's watching him with that wood box beneath her feet. All she got was this little wood guitar.
That is Sugarland, and with their song, pretty good, actually. Good recommendation from Hannah. We have a jam-packed phone line this evening, and joining us now, one of Pat's friends from Villanova, it's Caitlin Tiansa. And Caitlin, welcome. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. Let me turn your phone up here. All right, Pat is on with us. Pat, do you have anything? You want to talk to Caitlin, though? You want to say hi?
No, it's... Hello, Katie. Thank you for calling me in.
Oh, you...
Of course.
Oh, wait, hold on. She's only coming through my headset? Hold on, we have a technical difficulty here. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Wait, well, here, Pat, come here. Take this. Put these on. You'll hear her through, you'll hear her through that. See, you hear it? Now talk to her.
Hello.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Katie. What's up?
Nothing much. How was the game today?
It was really good. It was a great game. I was glad to see that happen in person.
Oh, great.
Villanova won in the end.
Villanova, Nova Nation, ranked number one in the country.
I know.
Go Cats.
Just the way it should be.
So Caitlin, what did Pat have to do to make you call into this program? Is he holding one of your pets hostage or something?
That would be hilarious, but no, he just texted our group chat and said, someone call in and speak to me on the radio.
Oh, like, well, that's lovely.
Yeah.
I'm trying to... Jeez. So, what do you write about for the Villanova newspaper?
So, I write about the news that's going on campus. Mm-hmm. So, my last article was about Villanova being ranked number 50 nationally. So, yeah, I write about news on campus and try and help people remember, like, significant events.
Nice. What was the reaction after the election at Villanova? Because at Lafayette here, it was like a funeral. What was it like at Villanova?
Honestly, there's been a lot of controversy on the topic, I would say. We have a lot of mixed reviews on this campus. So, like, a few people were very, very excited and throwing parties and stuff like that. And then a few other people were very, very upset, and we actually had, like, a vigil for some. But, yeah, there are a lot of open discussions on our campus.
There was a vigil on campus?
Really awesome. For immigrants.
There was a vigil for immigrants?
Hold on.
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
Jeez, I'm trying to sync up everybody's volume here. It's just not working well right now. Hold on. Wait, Pat, can you talk in the mic again?
Hello?
Wait, are you the white mic or the yellow mic?
This is yellow.
It's yellow. Anyway, Caitlin, how's your final schedule looking here?
It's looking a little rough, to be honest. I have all of mine in the span of 3 days, and I take 6 courses, so I have 2 a day for 3 days.
2 finals a day for 3 days. Jillian.
Yeah.
She has 6 finals.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Good luck.
I know.
That should be illegal.
It really should.
That's more offensive than anything that happened in the election. I'm deeply offended by that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am too.
You should ask for warm cookies and milk in a safe space.
I really should, you know? That safe space, man. It would definitely help during this time of struggle.
Do we have designated safe spaces?
What did he say?
He wants to know if you guys have designated safe spaces.
I'm not sure. I have heard people mention them.
Phones are blowing up here.
I have heard professors mention them in class, and some of them are like, this is a safe space. But other than that, I don't know of any designated safe spaces on campus.
Okay. You might not have been able to hear Pat before because I think his mic wasn't working, but try the blue mic there, Pat. Talk
about testing,
that.
Testing.
All right, that one works. That one works. All right, well, now you can hear him, so that's good.
Oh, wait, Katie, I have a question. Did anyone ever take the article about how Villanova is now a, what's it called, a safety place for illegal immigrants?
Yeah, Lafayette's that too now.
What is it called?
We're like a sanctuary campus.
Yeah, we are a sanctuary campus.
Yeah. We're a sanctuary school, and I think that that really stems from, like, us being a Catholic college and what the Pope said about, you know, welcoming people into certain areas. I think it's mainly, like, top-down leadership from the Pope to our Catholic school where that happened for us,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, and it happened here, too. I mean, Lafayette is not a religious school, but they did it here as well. And,
yeah.
You know, so what are your thoughts? I mean, it doesn't seem right that, you know, you can... I don't want to be hating on the kids here, but, you know, there are a lot of American citizens who want to go to some of these schools as well, and to be losing spots to people who are in violation of our laws, I mean, it seems a little unfair. I don't know what you think, but...
No, I completely agree. I think that people who are hardworking, tax-paying citizens in this country should be the first ones that are accepted to our universities that are, so well-renowned.
That just seems like something that's just... It doesn't seem like something that needs to be political. It just feels like common sense to me. Like, why are American citizens losing spots at colleges to people who are in violation of our law? I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me. I don't even think it needs to be political, but it is for some reason.
No, I completely agree. And I think it's absurd to even think that people... to even think that people can just come into our country and take spots away from people that have been here their whole lives and are, you know, paying the taxes for some of these big state schools too. So,
right. Yeah, of course. Yeah, Pat, what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of agree with a lot of what you guys said. I don't think that it's necessarily right for campuses to be a safe place for illegal immigrants because I don't think the school has the right to just say that they're not going to abide by the laws of the country.
Yeah, and then not only is it out of the mainstream to have that opinion, apparently if you think that, then you hate immigrants and you're a racist and a bigot for thinking that, and I just don't
and
see how
I
that follows.
I take personal offense to that because I am... Hispanic, so like I take personal offense to anyone assuming that that's a racist comment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no belief that you can sincerely think something now. Everything apparently, at least when the left is critical, everything from their criticisms is usually, you know, you're coming at it from a bigoted point of view or there's something wrong with you as a person, not that there's an honest disagreement on, you know, a fundamental principle here that, you know, American citizens should be given priority over non-American citizens. So
yeah,
anyway,
completely.
attacking motives seems to be a core issue of the left's motive attack, especially on college campuses. It's attacking people's motives rather than ideas, and it's probably not the way to go, I feel like. So
yeah, because you can't just say that their motives are what you think they are.
Right.
You never really know.
Exactly. So, well, yeah. Thank you very much for contributing to the show. And
of
getting
course.
Patrick on. We want to get Pat on the mic, of course, because as I'm sure you know, he's hilarious. One of the funnier
yes.
people, yeah. So he's going to be a great contribution to the program.
yeah.
Pat, how do you feel with the mic there? Are you getting more comfortable with the mic?
Not really.
No. Not really. So you have to wear headsets here to hear the person on the phone. Like, to hear you, we have to wear our headsets. Because mm-hmm. it doesn't come through in the studio audio. It has to come through the headset audio. And we only have two working headsets, but we have three people here. So Pat and Jillian are huddled around a mic with sharing a headset, trying to hear what you're saying. So it's a very, very high-tech operation here going on in the studio. Feels like a furnace out also. It's mm-hmm. 800 degrees here, but it's fine.
Oh, well, that's
because I'm here.
All right,
never mind.
Good one. All right. Well, Caitlin, thank you very much. Do you want to say goodbye to Pat?
Yeah. Good luck, Patty. I'll see you when you get back on campus.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Have a good day.
Bye.
Right. Bye.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you.
All right. That was a good call. Thanks, Pat. Way to organize that. Well done.
Welcome.
I don't know why your yellow mic didn't work. I wish I realized that before, but what are you going to do? So... When you introduce yourself.
Is this person?
But anyway, mm-hmm. So thank you to Caitlin there. We'll play. Oh, here we go.
Wow.
Look at that timing. Joining.
All these callers.
Hi, Will. I'll put you on. Go. We'll put you on right now. We're on. Joining us now from the great. Are you at Penn right now? Is Will Agathis. Will, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm on my way back there right now. I'm in the good old Garden State, but I'm heading back to the Keystone State.
Oh, love
back
it.
Back to Penn.
Love it. You're getting fired up for your finals?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, it's the home stretch now. This is where people make their money, so.
This is it. This is why, you know, they're going to be paying you the big bucks in a couple of years.
I mean, don't I know it?
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
So...
You know, it's funny, tonight I called in and, you know, for once you actually had some people online on the line.
Yeah, we did. We that was the season,
you know, usually I get a first ring, you guys, like, I'm already on the air. Tonight, like, there are actually some people here. I was impressed. Like,
yeah,
to be totally honest.
There's a little wait. I mean, I know I'm not going to say I wasn't surprised. I'm pretty surprised about it, but it's a good surprise, pleasant surprise. So.
But you know, Ben, I'm proud of you and everything.
Yeah.
But if this is the future of my position, where you give me this type of respect, you know, I have to call and then wait on hold, and then I have to call again 5 minutes later. Maybe this isn't the right show for me. I mean, Mike Frances is looking for a replacement on Fan. Like, that could be me.
You think you need to, you're like an assistant coach looking for a head coach position.
Wait a second. I didn't say anything about assistant coaching.
Oh.
I am a head coach first and foremost.
Oh, and you're a head coach.
If you're not going to treat me like a head coach, you can get off the line.
Wait a second. Get off the line. This is my program. We'll all boot you out of here so fast you won't believe it. Your head's going to spin.
You can't come on my show and say this about me. Who's been here since the start, Ben?
Well, me.
I don't know.
And
I think that's revisionist history.
The show has my name on it. It doesn't say Calling Country with Ben Janicek and Will Agathis.
But you know that's only because you have a more marketable name. I mean, that has nothing to do with airtime.
You're right. Yeah, that's true. I'll see you do that point. My name is very marketable.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the compliment.
I mean, somehow you found a way to compliment.
What?
I'm sorry I had to lash out at you on the air.
Yeah, really. You sound angry.
Yeah, I mean, I have an ego. Like, let's clear that right now. Let's dispel the notion that I don't have an ego. I want you to know that I do have an ego, and it needs to be satisfied. And if I'm calling in and I can't get on the line and I can't, you know, feed the people my knowledge, then what's the point of all this?
Well, I'm sorry you had to wait a few minutes, Will. And next semester, hopefully, you'll be given priority on the line.
I mean, all I can say is thank gosh this is the season finale. With any luck, it'll be the series finale too.
That's very offensive and hurtful. Well, by the way, I mean, to borrow a line from Don Imus, it sounds like you're calling from a cell phone that you won in the bottom of a Wheaties bag. I mean, what phone are you calling from?
So my grandparents gave me one of their cell phones from the 50s. So I'm calling you through that.
Yeah, it sounds even worse.
You'd be surprised. I mean, I had to dial the operator a few times, and that's why I'm really upset. Yeah. You know, every time I call you, it takes about 10 minutes to get through the operator. So,
I'll work on that. But I do have a couple guests.
I'll live, but you don't need to complain about that. That's something I have to live with.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just concerned about the quality of the audio coming to that people are hearing from the show. So, just saying.
Ben, if your parents and the other two viewers want me to repeat this, you can always call callcountry.org. Or whatever the radio station's called, .org.
Yep.
They can look through the archives. We got Calling Country from the beginning of last year, when it all began.
Well, I don't... Yeah, that's fine. Well, I mean, I'm just saying I just want to make sure the quality of my show is good. And speaking of that, we have two guests here who are trying to add to the quality of the show. My neighbor and my cousin are both in studio with us tonight, so they've had to hear you just lambasting this program. I'd appreciate it if you said hi to them. It's Jillian and Patrick.
Nice to meet you guys.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Hello, Will. Nice to meet you too.
Yep.
And they also take personal offense to the kind of language you use to describe my show.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they don't.
I didn't use any adjectives. I just said, with any luck, it's the series finale. And could you disagree, honestly? Like, has this been a failure by all indication?
I don't know. What do you guys think? Is it a good show or no?
No comment.
I mean, well, you got us on here, so it can't be a failure as a whole. I'm not going to be able to speak for some of the other episodes of this radio show, but
yeah, I think we definitely
make it better. Success.
Yeah. I mean, Patrick, there are times when I call in and I fall asleep while I'm on the air.
This is unbelievable. I feel like I'm Steve Kerr right now, trying to coach a bunch of people who think they're stars. Well, I guess the players on the Warriors are stars, you guys think you're stars on the show. And I mean, the bottom line is the guy with the mic here is me. Well, and Tana, I mean, and Jillian and Patrick also have a mic.
You need to get my name right. Hang on a minute.
Well, that's unfortunate. Sorry about that. It's fine.
Sad.
So anyway,
the expression we go with is "Wait a second."
Yeah.
Not, hang on.
Wait a second. Yeah. Thank you, Will.
Yeah. It's fine the first time. I just don't want you to sound like a fool next time.
All right, yeah. I'll take notes.
So when are you going to get back to Penn here, Will? Are you driving?
Yes, I am. My GPS says I'll be there in about an hour and a half.
Okay. What were you doing in Jersey?
So, just enjoying the sights, you know? Saturday is, just sightseeing day. I like to walk around outside in nature.
Okay.
I usually find some abandoned wooded area and just walk around and enjoy life. Every Saturday since I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Oh, wait, are you being serious?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I went to see my family and get some work done.
Oh, attaboy. Putting that pedal to the grind, or that may not be a phrase that anybody uses. Not really sure where I came up with that, but your pedal to the floor, whatever it's called.
Yeah, so, good job. Trust me, this whole semester I've just been pushing the gas pedal through the floor, so...
So we're looking.
Sure where else it can go at this point.
So we're looking to close out a strong semester, is what I'm getting from this. You have had a good semester.
I mean, with any luck, I'll break my 2.6 that I got last year.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a safe drive.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Good luck, guys.
I appreciate you coming on for the last episode here, and hopefully you'll be back next semester. Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll be the host of that one.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All
right, take care. As well. Will Gathis with us. Just coming on the program with an attitude, a very angry attitude, but you know, that's why we love Will. You never know what you're going to get from him. So, where should we go here? Well, we'll get in contact with Chris White and see where he is. He was at some choir show. I'm not sure when it ends. He said it should be over before 8. So if it is over before 8, we'll dial him up here shortly. But while we get all that sorted out, we'll hit our next song. And we got three songs left, and two of them are Christmas songs. Two pretty good Christmas songs. So, but first, we'll go with this one. it's not a Christmas song. So we got this one and then two Christmas songs. Got to be clear about that. Christmas songs from James Taylor and Ellis Paul. So stick around here for the last 14 minutes. It's going to be a good one.
I have days where I hate my job, this little town and the whole world too. And last Sunday when my Bengals lost, Lord, it put me in a bad mood. I have moments when I curse the rain and then complain when the sun's too hot. I look around at what everyone has and I forget about all I've got. But I know I'm a lucky man. God's given me a pretty fair hand. Got a house and a piece of land, a few dollars and a coffee can. Truck's still running good. My ticker's ticking like they say it should. I got supper in the oven, a good woman's loving. One more day to be my little kid's dad. Lord knows I'm a lucky man. Got some friends who would be here fast. I could call them any time of day. Got a brother who's got my back. Got a mama who I swear is a saint. Got a brand new rod and reel. Got a full week off this year. Dad had a close call last spring. It's a miracle he's still here. But I know I'm a lucky man. God's given me a pretty fair. And a piece of land, a few dollars and a coffee can. My old truck's still running good. My ticker's ticking like they say it should. I got supper in the oven, a good woman's loving. One more day to be my little kid's dad. Lord knows I'm a lucky man. Like it say it should. I got supper in the oven, a good woman's loving. And even my bad days ain't that bad. Yeah, I'm a lucky man. I'm a lucky, lucky man.
All right, thank you, Montgomery Gentry. All right, we're back. We just got off the phone with Campus Pizza because I had to place an order for the pizza that we're going to go get when the show ends. And this time, ordering it went a little better than last time. I mean, the guy still could not understand me. I could barely understand him. I hope they don't have the show on here. But the first, I'm sure they don't. But the first time I called them, they answer the phone, and This woman answers the phone, and I give her my whole order. It takes like a minute. Then at the end of it, she's like, no, I don't speak English. I'll get someone else to do this. What are you taking my call for? She didn't speak English. She had no idea what I ordered.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
What is this? Oh yeah, this is what I played.
Someone just posted.
Oh yeah, Pat is showing me the video of Trump polling the audience on whether it should be Man of the Year, Person of the Year, somebody else shared in. Is just completely outraged by it. I'm outraged that they're outraged. It's outrageous.
Me too.
So
agreed.
Well, we were going to talk about something, and I just have no idea what we were going to talk about. Oh, no. Well, we were talking about free laundry, but nobody wants to hear that. Apparently, Lafayette's the only place that has free laundry. I didn't realize.
Yeah, mine's $1.50, like a load.
Yep. So is Hannah's here. She's saying then the.
Well, actually, no, it's $3 a load because it's like $1.50 per machine.
Per machine, jeez. Yeah. What's yours?
It's crazy.
Mine's $1 per machine.
Wow. I'm making out like a bandit here. Free laundry.
Seriously.
Yeah, I spend like $6 a week on laundry.
Pat, how much laundry are you doing?
the loads, like, if I wash four towels or like three or four towels takes up the entire machine. It's like very small machines.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Is there like high efficiency because my building is like LEED silver certified? It's like environmentally friendly or something.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna. I was looking through James Taylor Christmas songs, and this is one I didn't actually listen to this particular song, but this is a good song, so we're gonna play it, and I'm sure he did a fine version of it. So I'm sure it's good, but if it's not, then it's not. And you wasted 3 minutes of your life, that's fine. But I'm sure it will be good, so let's see.
Tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Shepherds watching over their flocks by night, out of the darkness shone a heavenly light. Feared and they trembled, high above the earth, sang out an angel chorus, telling of the Savior's birth. Oh, tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Tell it on the mountain that Jesus is born. People go to tell it on the mountain, over that hill and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Yes, I was a seeker, I sought him both night and day. I asked the Lord to help me, he showed me the way. Down in a manger, the humble child was born. God set the salvation on that Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. You gotta go
Thanks, James. Joining us now from Villanova is my friend Chris White. Chris, welcome. How are you? Would you let me introduce you? Okay.
Make the noise, baby. Woo!
He's...
Yo, what's good?
You fired up?
I'm fired up, baby.
I'd love to hear it. I'll hear it. So,
I'm putting this show out for you because you can't do it yourself.
What, excuse me? Okay, well, that's fine. Are you all right?
I'm fired up right now.
All right. Well, Chris, how much... well, first of all, when we were talking before we went on the air here, you're very upset. Well, first of all, how about you say hi to Jillian and Patrick, who are here visiting. Can you say hi to them for me?
What's up? Yo, Pat, why didn't you take me with you? I don't understand. Jillian, what's up, girl?
Hey, Chris,
how's it going?
Chris, did you... Well, first of all, Pat was saying you should have gone to the Villanova basketball game today like he did, like a real fan would go, and you were not there, so...
Yeah. I was watching with my whole crew.
So you were watching by yourself?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I don't want to...
I don't think you're a loyal fan if you didn't go to the game.
Yeah.
What?
Jillian said you're not a loyal fan if you don't go to the game.
That's not true. It was in New Jersey. to New Jersey.
Pat was there.
I was here watching. I was sleeping until 11:55, and the game was at noon. So like,
what are you sleeping that late for? Wake up.
I was tired.
Okay.
Oh my God, I was tired.
Jeez.
Were you at the game?
I don't go to Villanova.
I'm going to Villanova. Oh my God.
Are you mocking Jillian?
That was rude.
I just did. Oh my God. Unreal. What do you want to talk to me about?
Well, Pat was saying he spends $6 a week on laundry, and he wants to know how much when you lived in the quad last year. How much did you spend a week on laundry?
$6 a week on laundry? Oh my God. You're doing
your
laundry every 2 days.
No, I'm not. I do 3 loads once a week. I do them all at the same time. I take the whole laundry room, well, 3/4 of the laundry room to myself, and I do all my laundry, and that's it.
Oh my God, that's just like, how do you go through 3 loads of laundry in 1 week?
I do 1 towels and then 2 of clothes.
You're the 1 towel guy. One of those.
Those are the worst kind of guys.
That's good. I got 2 loads in a week, and I put both of them in the same dryer, so I'm spending $3 a week.
Oh, see, I do mine on like medium or low heat, so if I put them all in one dryer, it will not work.
Comes out wet. That's tough.
Pat talking while also trying to take pictures here of himself. Slightly amusing.
I think you should delete that.
Delete it, yeah, get a new one. Well, Pat, Chris, we were thinking about maybe next semester Facebook living my program. What do you think about that? Is that a good idea?
That'd be unreal. You're going to see that no one's watching your show. That's awesome. I would love that.
Well,
that awesome.
We're waiting for a simulcast from a network, but while we're waiting, we could just bring the show to the people. There's a lot of demand.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of demand.
Yeah.
You never put that poll out who your best like call in guy is.
Well,
you're scared of what the answer is. You know it's me.
I said there's a lot of ego going around on this show tonight. Will thinks he should be the host of the show. You think you're the best caller.
Will could be a good host. Will would be a good host. And
would you be a better host?
Right-hand man, and then Marquise would be the call in guy.
Marquise, well, why does Marquise right now?
Why does Marquise get such a low role in the show?
I don't know, because I think his calls have been the best. Mm-hmm. After me, of course.
What do you have against Marquise that you would give him?
I need a call-in person.
Okay.
Will and I need a call-in person.
That's what I'm saying. You're okay. Well, that's fine. I'm sure Marquise would.
What are you saying? Like,
I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking questions.
Okay.
So what are you up to?
Keep asking me questions. What do you got next?
What are your plans for tonight?
Plans for tonight.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Tonight. So I just got back from an acapella concert. You know, all the loyal listeners would know I was at a.
Were you performing?
Last weekend.
Were you performing?
I'm at another one this weekend. No, bro, no.
But you're pretty good singing Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Oh, true. That song was just playing last.
Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go Tell It on the Mountain. Oh, can we all sing this? Go Tell on the Mountain. Oh, I got a crew right here. We're going to sing this for you.
Oh, all right.
We're going to sing.
All right. Acapella round 2.
Go tell it on the mountain. Over the hills and everywhere. Oh, go tell it on the mountain. That Jesus Christ is born. Woo!
Jesus.
Woo! That was great.
I love that you're fired up about it. That's great. I love the energy. Thank you. Thank you to... I'm sure you do. I'm sure he loves you too. Which is...
Jesus.
At least there's one person who loves you, so that's not good.
Oh my God!
No, dude, we don't need you crying on the show again.
Oh my God.
No, don't cry again.
Oh my God.
Alright, well, it's 8 o'clock. I gotta wrap up here, so...
You gotta wrap up.
Yeah, they kicked me out at like 8:05, so I gotta go.
Oh, word?
All right. Well, thank you for joining the show and being the final guest of this season of the. I guess this is the 4th season of the show, or 3rd, or something. It's one of the seasons of the show that's not the 1st or 2nd. So.
Oh, word?
Yeah. So thanks for closing it out. Probably.
I'm glad I can close it for you.
Pretty mediocre way to end the season, but that's fine.
I'm pretty sure I closed it for you, and you needed it. I came up when you needed me, though.
I appreciate that. You're always there for me. I appreciate it. It's so nice of you.
Because I love you, dog.
All right. Well, that's great. I love you too, I guess. That's fine. Okay.
I love you so much.
Okay. That's fine.
Ben?
Yeah.
I love you.
All right. As long as it's not more than you love Jesus. As long as it's not more than that.
More than I love who?
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I love you.
Okay. That's great.
Love you.
Okay, yeah, I know. Okay, thank you for calling in, and thanks for closing out the season.
I also love Ellie. Ellie!
No, all right, that'll be fine. All right, goodbye, Chris.
Ellie!
Yeah, Ellie, see ya. That's Chris White there. Maybe we should dump that in, but we won't. We'll keep it on, so that's fine. All right, we'll close out with the Ellis Paul song. Pretty quality song here. Thank you to everybody for tuning into the season. Come back next season. We'll be back same place, same time. Same network. All right. Goodbye, everybody. It's been great.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you to Jillian and Patrick.
Great contributions. Thank you for having us, Ben.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I woke up to frost on the windows. I'd been sleeping in a snow globe town. 6 inches on the ground. You said I'd never see a white Christmas. Snow angels never make it to Texas. But you're wrong. They're singing Hank Williams songs. If snow can fall in Austin, why can't you fall here in my arms? And so you say your home is Boston. Hey, what's New England got when all these Texas charms, tumbleweeds that dance on the ground, armadillos upside down? Have you ever seen a cactus Christmas tree come home to me? Come on home. Sixth Street with a hat, a scarf, and a broom guitar. They're hanging mistletoe up in the bars. Do you remember that night at Las Manitas? Our heads were numb from frozen margaritas. Imagine how cold it would be now if snow can fall in Austin. Can't you fall here in my arms? And so you say your home is Boston. Hey, what's New England got? And all these Texas charms, tumbleweeds, they dance on the ground. And those poor little guys, they're upside down. Have you ever seen a cactus Christmas tree come home?
come on home.